Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, happy Monday, Black Twitter. It's the last summer Monday. I'm not one of those people who likes even tepid weather, so excuse me while I go drown my sorrows in my Summer Jam Spotify playlist. I won't let you go, summer. I won't let you go. Maybe I should just move. I hear it never rains in California. I also hear they have elote. Elote? Como se dice elote? I see for people who just found out what elote is and still aren't 100% sure how to pronounce it. Shout out to Google. What, you missed elote? That whole fiasco between @infatuatedhim and a tactician in which they dragged their business across the timeline even though they have a baby together? When she publicly called him out but then deleted the tweets? And then he resorted to using ethnic slurs even though he clearly knows her in the biblical sense? And then he publicly apologized but she's still tweeting like nothing ever happened? You missed that? Well, that happened, and Twitter learned what elote is. By the way, this is why immature people probably shouldn't date outside of their race and ethnicity, because if you resort to using racial and ethnic slurs as soon as the person you have a baby with pops off in a way you don't like, just gonna take a sip on that one. And y'all should know better than to put your personal business all on the timeline. I mean, the motto for Black Twitter really should be, if you tweet it, I'ma read it. So do you think we're gonna be bombarded by a whole lot of Obama think pieces this week? I do. And I don't think most of them are gonna be worth the read. No offense. So I'm gonna do a whole lot of skimming and sifting until I find that one take that's like a map. Everything laid out with all the roads and detours that we've taken over the past two terms, with signs pointing to where Obama messed up with that speech at the Congressional Black Caucus. That's what I'll be looking for, all the historical context, all the facts, figures, and stats laid out like receipts. I'll be looking to read that essay on Obama's speech, and I just hope it doesn't get buried by all the op-eds. If you think you find it before I do, at me so I don't miss it in the pile of just think pieces everywhere, please. Thanks. Appreciate it. Speaking of what happens on the timeline, I saw an interesting discussion the other day about what happens in popular Twitter. There's a tweeter who goes by the handle @ancientalien who was saying that people are gullible and they were listening to the BS that popular Twitter feeds them just because they're popular. She was having the conversation with a couple of people, one of them being @KiaSpeaks, who I guess kind of took it to mean that people were blindly following popular Twitter out of fear, which isn't necessarily what ancientalien said, but I guess that's kind of how KiaSpeaks was interpreting it. And I have to say, in all of this, it feels like something is missing. Like, first of all, okay, there's two different points being made here, right? First, there's the point that people are blindly following, that they're gullible. And then there's the point that they're doing this blind following out of fear. And then, I mean, I feel like we have to go back and even identify what exactly is popular Twitter. Ancientalien defined it as people who have the most followers and a lot of retweets. But even that isn't really well defined. I mean, KiaSpeaks herself has over 7,000 followers, and Ancientalien has over 1,000 followers. Now, of course, you could argue that isn't the biggest following, but I feel like if you have over 1,000 followers, that's a pretty good indicator that you have a really consistent presence on Twitter. Either you're really funny or insightful, something. There's a reason why over 1,000 people follow you on Twitter, unless it's your family. And what exactly are you doing on Twitter? Sure, 1,000 people isn't the largest following you could have, but it's nothing to sneeze at, especially if you're not a brand. You're a private person sharing your thoughts like a bunch of other private people. And you got over 1,000 people to pay attention to you? That's not a small thing. Okay, so back to the points. Point one, people blindly believing what popular Twitter tells them because they're popular. I gotta say, I don't know that Twitter. And that isn't to say it doesn't happen. I'm pretty sure it might, because gullible people exist everywhere. But having more followers just means you have more people reading your tweets. It doesn't mean you have a fan base. It doesn't mean you have thousands of people ready to kick in money for your Kickstarter or GoFundMe. It doesn't even mean thousands of people like you. It literally just means, for whatever reason, there are thousands of people who are willing to let your tweets populate their feed. And the gag is, the higher your follower count, the more likely you are to receive trash tweets in your mentions. You have more followers, you're more visible, you're an easier target for trash tweets. Now, like everyone else, popular tweeters are tweeting about their take on life, their perspective on the world, all that jazz. So if you're saying that they're not getting pushback for some of that, or if you're saying they're not getting pushback for the harmful things they might be saying on the timeline, au contraire, mon frère. Like, I won't pull out the receipts on anybody because I don't want to put anyone on blast again, but there are numerous occasions where popular tweeters have been loud and wrong and got snatched right out the paint. And not in their DMs either, like those tweets are still searchable. Which brings me to point two, that people are blindly following popular Twitter and not saying anything because they're scared, and talking about them in their G-chats and DMs. And I gotta say again, something's not adding up. I mean, which is it? Are these people blindly following them? Or are they critiquing them, just not to their face? Every critique doesn't have to happen in a mention for it to happen. And if you're critiquing someone, I don't think you can then say you're blindly following them. I just don't think most people are actually as gullible as the argument is making them out to be. I also don't think popular Twitter is immune from any kind of pushback, because from what I've seen, popular Twitter gets a lot of flack. Not that it's unwarranted. In a lot of cases, it's totally warranted. But just to say, popular Twitter is definitely getting called out. Which, by the way, I mean, people remember they can always unfollow, right? I mean, I never understand people following folks they don't like. I know it's a thing that happens, but I don't understand it. Instead of G-chatting and DMing about this person that you genuinely just don't like, hit that unfollow button. Unfollow, block, mute, and never see that person's tweets again. If enough people who don't like that person actually did that, maybe they wouldn't be popular Twitter, would they? I don't know. Maybe I'm just oblivious. Do you blindly follow somebody on Twitter? Have you watched people believe something just because a popular tweeter says it? Let me know. Let's get this discussion going in the comments on goodmorningblacktwitter.com. Or, unless you think I'm too popular, holla at me on Twitter at GMBTShow. Let's get these tweets off. That's it for this show. Let's try and enjoy these last few days of summer, huh? Good morning, Black Twitter.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code Program.